Keep Your Drive Alive, a daily devotional from the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. Now, here's Steve Wingfield.
Well, we're going to switch gears and talk a little bit about grief today. You say, Steve, how do you follow up happiness with grief? Well, grief is a way of life. God made us to grieve at times, and it's okay. You lose somebody you love, you grieve. I've got a very close friend that her husband died recently, and she's grieving, and it would be wrong for her not to grieve. Maybe you're grieving over the loss of a loved one or a family member or a friend, a husband, wife, mom, dad. Death is a way of life. It's appointed unto all of us once to die, and when that happens, we grieve. In Revelation chapter 21, verses 3 and 4, we read these words, God himself will be with them. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more, for the former things have passed away. But for those of us that are alive and remain, we grieve. And that's a way of life. I found this quote from Robert Walker. Instead of weeping when a tragedy occurs in a songbird's life, it sings away its grief. I believe we could well follow the pattern our feathered friends have developed. Well, I think the Lord made them to be that way. You know, a song for me helps my grief go away. Maybe you ought to have a song in your heart today. Why don't you pick out a song? Maybe you're not a good singer, but pick out a song. Pick out the words that minister to you and let the power of His Word or through music touch the grief of your heart. And God will meet your need where you are. I believe that with all my heart. God bless you. Look forward to being with you tomorrow.
Keep Your Drive Alive is a production of the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. We hope this has been a blessing today. Let us know on the web at stevewingfield.org.